Hello.
Hello, my name is Chris and I'm calling on behalf of Metro Research, and today we're conducting an opinion survey about important issues facing the children of Boston and the schools in your area. Are you at least 18 years old and a resident of Boston?
Yeah, I'm not interested in doing a survey from there.
It is a very short survey. We would love to hear your opinion on it.
Okay.
Okay, thank you very much. How many children do you have living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade in the coming school year?
Three.
Thank you very much. Which of the following best describes the school your children will attend this coming school year? One of the district public schools in Boston, a charter school, a public school but outside Boston, a private school, or are they homeschooled?
Are you saying where are they currently enrolled or would I like them to be enrolled?
That will attend this coming school year.
One in private.
Mm-hmm. And the other one?
One in public.
Inside Boston or outside Boston?
Outside of Boston.
Okay.
The private's outside of Boston. The public's in Boston.
Oh, okay. And the other one?
Chana.
Okay, thank you. What is your age?
49.
Thank you very much. How do you describe your gender? A man, a woman, non-binary, or some other way?
Well, that's half the problem.
Mm-hmm.
There's only two genders.
Can you tell me, please? We're not supposed to assume anymore, so I have to make the question.
Yeah, that's why I told you I probably shouldn't be someone to be a survey, because this is why I'm trying to get them out of the school system.
Well, maybe
they're not following science anymore.
Maybe that's why this survey is very important.
Why?
So
do you think there'll be a change?
Well, I cannot tell you that, but probably it will help. Hopefully.
Okay.
And so how do you describe your gender, just for statistics? And
I'm a male.
Thank you very much. How would you describe your race?
What are my options?
White, Caucasian, African American or Black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, Native American or Alaskan Native, Middle Eastern or Arab American, some other race?
So is white or Caucasian two separate categories?
That is one.
Yeah, that's
okay. Thank you.
White, thanks.
Thank you. Thinking specifically of your children who are enrolled in Boston Public Schools, what grades are your children entering this fall?
This fall will be a junior, a sophomore, and an eighth grader.
Thank you. As a reminder, the Boston Public School System, also referred to as the BPS system, is the district administrator overseeing a system of 125 schools serving the city of Boston. Overall, how satisfied or dissatisfied are you personally with the Boston Public School System? Are you very satisfied?
Dissatisfied. No, it's garbage.
So that would be somewhat dissatisfied or very dissatisfied?
Very dissatisfied. It's garbage.
Thank you. Students are often graded on the quality of the work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your eighth grade child's school was graded in the same way. Overall, how would you grade your eighth grade child's school?
F. That's the public school.
Mm-hmm. How about Boston Public Schools as a whole? Overall, how would you grade Boston Public Schools?
F.
Thank you. Thinking about Boston Mayor Michelle Wu, how would you grade the job she's doing with the Boston
F.
Public Schools? As you may know, the Boston Public School System says it is committed to transforming the lives of all children through exemplary teaching in a world-class system of innovative welcoming schools. In your view, how well is the Boston public school system living up to this commitment? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
I think they're definitely trying to transform children.
Mm-hmm.
I would say not well.
Not too well or not at all?
Not at all. I mean, they're trying to transform them into other genders.
Thank you. As you may know, the Boston Public School System says that they partner with the community, families, and students. In your view, how well would you say the Boston Public School System is partnering with you? Very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not at all?
Not at all.
If you had to say, whose interest do you think the Boston Public School System is most focused on serving? Would you say is the parents, the teachers, the students, the superintendent or BPS system leaders, politicians, the local community, or some other group? You can pick up the two.
If I say some other group, do I get to list it?
Yes.
I would say politicians.
Politicians. And another one? Or is that the only one?
Well, I think they're serving the some globalist agenda with undermining America.
You can tell me the group. I'm not here to judge. I'm just getting your opinion.
I don't know. World Economic Forum, possibly?
Mm-hmm. What was that? I'm sorry.
The World Economic Forum?
Oh.
Is that a new one for you?
Yes, Economic Forum. The World Economic Forum.
Well, Wu was part of that, so that might...
Okay.
She was part of that. That's probably where she's getting a lot of her ideas being fed from.
Okay, thank you very much for that. You mentioned you had a child in 8th grade. For this next section, we're going to ask specifically about your 8th grade child. How engaged do you want to be with your 8th grade child's education? Very engaged? Somewhat engaged? Not too engaged? Or not at all engaged?
Very engaged, if I could.
Next, how engaged do you feel the Boston public school system enables you to be with your 8th grade child's education? Would you say very engaged? Somewhat engaged?
Not at all.
Not at all.
Not to mention it's trying to take any parental options away by removing parental consent for things in the schools.
Okay, thank you. As a parent of a student in the Boston public school system, to what extent do you agree or disagree with each of the following? My feedback is valued by leaders of the Boston public school system. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree?
Strongly disagree.
The Boston public school system makes me feel welcome.
Nope, considering they didn't want my kids to go back to school there.
Do you then somewhat disagree or strongly disagree?
That they were welcome? I strongly disagree.
Okay. The communications that I receive from the Boston public school system are easy to understand.
The communication that is, yes, I'd say that is easy to understand. It's in like 10 different languages.
So would you strongly agree with that statement or somewhat agree?
I would somewhat agree.
The Boston public school system makes it easy for me to share my concerns. Do you strongly agree, somewhat disagree, or disagree with a statement?
I somewhat disagree because they allow me to share them, but they don't want to hear them.
Thank you. How concerned are you about your 8th grade child's emotional well-being while they are at school? Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
I'm very concerned.
How concerned are you about your 8th grade child's physical safety while they are at school? Are you very concerned?
Very, very concerned.
Thank you. Does your 8th grade child's school offer after-school sports or not?
This year, yes.
Would
activities.
You say...
Not like a form team, but activities, yes.
Would you say it is they offer not enough, the right amount, or too much of it?
No, it's enough.
It's enough. Oh. So that would be the right amount?
Yeah, that's fine. They do. Okay. It is enough. It keeps them busy.
Okay, thank you. Does your 8th grade child school offer extracurricular like arts and music or not?
Yes.
Would you say they offer not enough, the right amount, or offer too much?
The right amount is fine.
Does your 8th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called the IEP?
No.
Does your 8th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
For the next few questions, please think about your 8th grade child. Looking ahead for when your 8th grade child will attend high school, would you say you're satisfied with the options available to them in Boston Public Schools or not? You were talking about this?
No, I did with Latin, but now it's a mess, so.
Thank you. What are the main things that are important to you thinking about a high school option for your 8th grade child?
Well, probably college prep.
Something else? Or would that be okay?
Well, my oldest, I probably would have thought of like a vocational, but my 8th grade, if we're talking about the 8th grade, I would say college prep.
Okay, thank you very much. And by the way, thank you very much for your patience. We still have a few more questions to go, so bear with me.
How many more do you think?
A few more.
Okay.
I think that, yeah. Many schools use digital tools in their classrooms. Would you consider choosing a high school for your 8th grade child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in a non-traditional school setting, such as a state-of-the-art community space like the Boys and Girls Club?
Is that like a virtual classroom? Is that what they're talking about?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Next. I would say no. Mm-hmm. Traditional classroom.
No. Oh, once again, thinking about a high school for your 8th grade child, how appealing would each of the following elements of the school be to you? As you're answering, please assume that there is no cost for the new high school. Opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups. Does it sound very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, or not at all appealing?
For my 8th grade child? Or yes. In general?
For your 8th grade child.
I guess somewhat appealing, but I think it depends on the child.
Okay. Allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them.
Not at all appealing.
Allows
eighth grade,
my
they shouldn't have that. It can't be empowering. They have to learn how to function within society.
Thank you. Allows my child to move at their own pace.
Again, not at all. Is it not at all? Is that well?
Yeah, not at all appealing. Gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere.
No. We're talking about eighth grader, right?
Yes.
Yeah, no.
So, not too appealing or not at all appealing?
Not too appealing.
Allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways, like presentations or projects, not just tests.
I would say that's appealing, I guess.
That would be very appealing or somewhat appealing?
Somewhat appealing.
Thank you. For the next few questions, please think about your 10th grade child. Does your 10th grade child school offer honors or AP classes or not?
Yes. 10th grade, right?
A 10th grade, yes.
Yes.
Would you say they offer not enough, the right amount, or offer too much?
The right amount.
Thank you. Thinking about your past school year, this past school year, did you consider finding a new school for your 10th grade child?
Can you repeat that? I'm sorry.
Yes. Thinking about this past school year, Did you consider finding a new school for your 10th grade child?
Yes.
What are the main reasons you consider finding a new school for your 10th grade child?
You can go back to the entire first part of the survey.
Yeah. You can tell me just so I can write it down in a more coherent way.
A garbage school district.
Is that okay? Garbage school district?
Well, no. I mean, that's not very constructive.
Okay.
I mean, this is no option. I have to put it in my own words. I would say.
In your own words. Like I told you, I'm not here to judge. I'm just here to get your opinion on it.
Well, we need to be constructive.
Okay.
I mean, I would probably say it needs to go back to reading, writing, arithmetic and get out of politics. And woke agendas and politics.
So get out, let's see.
Politics and political agendas. Go back to reading, writing, arithmetic. Leave the parenting to the parents.
So that would be what were the main reasons you considered finding a new school for your 10th grade child, to get out of politics and political agendas, go back to reading and writing, leave parenting to the parents.
You got it.
Okay, thank you.
That sounds much better than garbage.
Okay, once again, the question about many schools use digital tools in their classrooms. Would you consider a school for your 10th grade child that uses digital lessons combined with in-person teachers in a non-traditional setting? School setting such as the state-of-the-art community space like the Boys and Girls Club?
No, traditional school settings. None of this remote stuff or hybrid stuff.
Okay, thank you.
They only work 180 days a year.
Thank you. If you were to seek out a new school for your 10th grade child, how appealing would each of the following statements be to you? As you're answering, please assume that there is no cost for the new high school. Opportunity for my child to engage in small learning groups. Does that sound very appealing, somewhat appealing, not too appealing, or not at all appealing?
Somewhat appealing.
Allows my child to choose a schedule that works for them.
Again, it's the same. Not much appealing.
Okay.
Even not much appealing. The kids need to learn how to complete a work day.
So
the real world doesn't have these flexible schedules. It's the problem that people want to work Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday and have off Mondays and Fridays and leave early.
Yes, thank you for that. So that would be not too appealing or not at all appealing?
Not at all appealing.
Okay. Allows my child to move at their own pace for your 10th grade child.
That's somewhat appealing, as long as they're not holding the class back.
Mm-hmm. Gives my child flexibility to take classes from anywhere.
Not very appealing. What's wrong with the classroom setting?
Thank you.
They want to work remotely from the beach, I guess, right? Produce students that want to work from the beach.
Yeah. Well, doesn't sound bad, but it is. kind of. Allows my child to show their knowledge in various ways, like presentations or projects, not just tests.
Very appealing.
Okay, thank you. The last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. And we're about to be finished. What languages are spoken regularly at home?
English.
Thank you. What is the last year of schooling you have completed?
Bachelor.
Thank you. Last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000, 25 to less than 35,000, 35 to less than 50,000, 50 to less than 75,000, 75 to less than 100,000, 100 to less than 150,000, 150,000 or more?
100 to 150.
Okay, thank you. And this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your time, sir. You've been
very kind. Thank you so much.
And I told you that it will be related to that. So
thank you very much.
Have a wonderful day.
Hopefully it changes things.
Hopefully. Thank you.
Thanks for your help.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.